Good morning, everyone. I'm Margarita, compulsive overeater, sugar addict, and binge eater. Thank you, Stacey, and all for your service. And thank you, Judy, for asking me and inviting me to speak at this meeting this morning. I'm a little nervous, but my story began back in 1964. I was born in Germany, in Hanover, to Irish parents. My father was in the military, served for the British Armed Forces. And we moved around a lot from base to base. But when I was a child, I was never overweight because we'd strict regime around mealtimes. We weren't allowed to get dessert unless everything on the plate was finished. But when my mum and dad split up in the early 70s, we moved back here to Ireland. My mum's from Cork, my dad's from Dublin. It went from one extreme to the other. We went from fairly middle class family to a very, very poor one. So food was sort of a luxury. My mum had to raise six of us on her own, so food was scarce. When we got it, we got it. It was like a feast or a famine. This laid the foundation for me later on in life to binge and restrict. Now, as I grew up, I immigrated back to the UK when I was in my late teens. There again, the binging and restricting began because I learned that I could lose weight when I restricted food. But then the hunger got too much for me, I would go back to binging. This pattern followed me through life, even after my first child was born, God rest her soul, in 1991. I got down to 140 pounds, no problem. Maintained it for a little while, but I always had crutches of nicotine and caffeine. Smoking and drinking black coffee, caffeinated soda drinks, diet soda drinks, you name it, I done it. Tried encyclopedias of dieting, had them for years. I had these books and I often lost up to 28 pounds in 28 days. So this to me was the only way I knew how to lose weight. I tried every pain way you could imagine under the sun. Yes, they worked. When I left them, then not only did I gain back all the weight that I had lost, but I gained some with it. Gave up smoking in 2012. Now this is where my sugar addiction began. I substituted the nicotine for the sugar, and by God, my weight just started going out of control. It was spiraling and spiraling and spiraling. By 2014, when my mother passed away, she passed away on the 21st of October, God rest her soul, in 2014. I broke my ankle, I broke my fibula and my tibia, and I had to have surgery. I was off my leg for 16 weeks. I have a steel plate on one side and I have a pin going through the other. But I was so brokenhearted at the loss of my mother, nothing else mattered. Christmas was coming, I couldn't walk. And believe you me, my weight gained. I went up to, I think, 280, easy. Then it just went completely out of control. I was diagnosed with AFib in 2019. I suffer from hypertension all my life. It's a condition I inherited from my father, bless him. But that caused me to have AFib in 2019. Now, I was attending a pain way at the time. I was after losing 56 pounds in weight and thought, okay, fantastic. Weight loss. Brilliant. Fitting into clothes, can buy clothes. Still having to buy plus size clothing online, but was still happy with the weight loss. Then diagnosed with AFib. Again, while I was waiting to have a cardio version, this took about 4, maybe 5 months. I couldn't walk. The medication they had me on was causing the AFib to go into fast AFib. And I was ending up in the back of an ambulance every other day and back into hospital. By the time they'd done the cardio version in September of 2019, I was practically a disabled person. I was up to, I'd say, easy, nearly 340 and couldn't walk for 2 or 3 feet, and I could feel the pressure on my heart. Now, this continued on throughout COVID and lockdown. And my late daughter, God rest her soul, at the end of 2021, she asked me, she said, "Mom, would you please join Overeaters Anonymous with me in the new year?" And I said, yes, I'd love to, because both of us were so desperate, hopeless and desperate. We joined Overeaters Anonymous during the Christmas that year, and she got all the information. She got the meetings, everything, all the links. Bless her. And We both joined OA. I remember I came to my first meeting here, OA Footsteps, on the
5
2nd of January, 2022.
minutes in, Margarita.
Thank you, Joni. And with that, I remember I thought it was a speaker meeting. And I remember the first person that said to me, hello, was Judy, bless you. And I thought to myself, I listened to the speaker who was speaking. I think her name was Catherine. And I think the moderator that morning was a lady called Brigitte. But I remember it said, keep coming back. So I kept coming back. I had one sponsor at the time, and I remember I was losing about 2 pounds of fat a day because she had me on her food plan. And I remember I ate something because I do not, one of my alcoholic foods is not flour or anything to do with fiber. And I thought I had this little sandwich thing. It was 97 calories and it was just fiber. And I sent her my food. And the reply I got back was absolutely, ooh, she took me off my feet. She sacked me as a sponsee. She said she couldn't sponsor me because I ate something with flour. And I thought, oh no, this is not going to work out. I thought, okay, and I'm very assertive because I work as a counselor. I do a lot of different types of therapy. And I thought, okay, me and you are not clicking, and I am starving. This is going to put me right back to where I don't need to be, and that's binging into food. So we parted the ways, but we parted as friends. I had a conversation with her, and we parted as friends. But in the meantime, I kept coming back to the daily or pre-footstep meetings because I liked what I seen in here, and it was giving me what I needed. I always have a notepad next to me and I always take notes. Now, one thing I have learned here is the long-standing members in this particular meeting. This is my home meeting. I took notes and I learned so much that first year. My weight was falling, it was melting away, and I was eating healthily. But on the 4th of March that year, I woke up and I found my daughter passed in the kitchen. She didn't make it up to bed that night, God rest her soul, and all hell broke loose. There was pandemonium in the house that morning, and I couldn't figure out what had happened. It was a Friday morning. And the coroner had to be called, police had to be called because it was in case of suspicious circumstances. Now, in the past, that would have drove me straight back into the food. No, it didn't. I think that week, with so much going on, I lost about 20 pounds in weight. But it wasn't surprising. Now, I do know for her, I knew she wanted me to be healthy. I needed to be there for her. I have another son and a daughter. I have a 24-year-old son and a daughter who's nearly 21. And now I have a grandson to raise as well. He is 15. But I knew she would have wanted me to be strong, be healthy. You need to take care of the kids. So my biggest mission was to stay in OA, even without the sponsor, keep going on the road I was going on. And do not give up. So I kept going and I kept going and I kept going. Now that year, I must have had 4 or 5 slips. I'm a sugar addict, and there's one particular type of food I will not mention. I am literally powerless over it. Because every time I was presented with it in front of me, I either went into relapse or I slipped and I ate the whole thing. But I still managed to lose that first year, I managed to drop. I'd say about 100 and 125 pounds. Last year, 2023, I found a sponsor. I forgot to mention, my sponsor that I have now. I found her in I think it was the end of July, the beginning of August in 2022. She's still my sponsor to this day. We have very, very similar eating habits and similar food plan. But everything I put into my mouth, I photograph and I submit to her every evening with a gratitude list and a personal inventory. I'll get to that in a minute. But as the year progressed, went into relapse. I think it was building up in 2022 after my daughter's inquest, God rest her soul. I knew it was coming and I couldn't stop it. Again, went into relapse at Christmas time and it was over. This particular type of food, I have no power over. Went binging, I think, for about a week and a half, but managed to pull back on the 28th of December and came back into a meeting and got back on track. And then we went into 2023. So 2023, During that year, my sister got very sick and it came in very, very suddenly. She Renal cancer runs in my family, and there's a history of it on my father's side, but she also had problems with her liver. Now, this kicked in the summer of 2023, and we didn't realize how serious this was. They could have done a liver transplant if the renal cancer hadn't returned. And she was lucky, she lasted 9 months. So I had 9 months of dealing with her being sick and trying to do the best I can. But the sicker she got, the more time she needed from me. I had done a bit of service here last year as a newcomer greeter for a while, but I had to stop. And I think, Joni, bless you, you stepped in for me. And it was a good job because Christmas time, she ended up in hospital really very sick. She nearly died. And I needed to be with her 24 as much as I could. I was on call 24/7, but it still didn't drive me back into the food. I kept going and I kept going and I kept going. Now, I was maintaining. Sometimes I'd lose 4 or 5 pounds. Now, one thing with me is I'm an obsessive weigher. To get on the weighing scales for me every morning became an obsession. If I didn't like the number on the scale, that was it. I was down for the day and I was thinking of food, 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 food. No matter what I'm doing, it's not working. I'm going back to eating. I am going back to the food. But I have stopped the obsessive weigh. I will get on the scales if I need to get on the scales, if my doctor weighs me. But other than that, my clothes will tell me if I'm losing weight. I know, and I know if they're getting tighter, I need to do something about it. Now, each year I review my food plan because sometimes I will tweak it and I will adapt. Because, as you know, as a compulsive overeater, sometimes you can have a food and it can be a safe food, but in the blink of an eye, that can turn into a red food. So, again, I never knew exactly what I was until I came into these rooms and I went and studied the big book with my sponsor. And she asked me, she sent me this 30-day program. It's a 30-day abstinent program, and it goes around in a circle. You an outer circle, then you have an inner circle, and then you have a center circle. And there's 30 days of study in the big book that's attached to that. And I found this amazing because anytime I feel like my disease is kicking into my head, I return to this 30-day abstinent program. And it always puts me back on track. Now, I do remember studying the big book with her, and she said to me, read the doctor's opinion, the phenomenon of craving. When I got to that paragraph and I went, oh my God, this is the answer to what's wrong with me. This is exactly what I am. I'm a compulsive overeater. And I read the phenomenon of craving, the phenomenon of craving, and I thought to myself, this all makes sense. The penny dropped. This is exactly what I am. This is why I cannot, under any circumstances, take a bite of any alcoholic food. Because I could never figure out in the past. I knew I had an eating disorder, but I couldn't identify what it was until I read that, the phenomenon of craving. And I thought, okay, this is who I am. I identify as a compulsive overeater. I'm also a sugar addict. And I thought, I need to keep this under control. And how do I do that? Action plan. Every morning I wake up, I pray. I light candles, I light incense, and I pray because it sets my mind into a peaceful, serene mindset for the day. I try my best to attend 3 to 4 meetings. If I can get to 5 a week, I'm elected because I need the connection with my fellow members. It's like the air that I breathe. And I love giving outreach. I absolutely love it. Sometimes I will take some. If anyone in this meeting gets a text message from me, you know, it's just I'm making outreach and I'm making contact with you because it's something I love to do. I love receiving outreach calls as well. It makes my day, it uplifts me, and it reminds me. Steps 1, 2, and 3. 1, I admit I'm powerless over food and my life has become unmanageable. 2, I did come to believe that a power greater than myself could restore me to sanity. And 3, you know, I know at the end of the day, I will never ever be cured of this illness. I apologize for my dog barking in the background, but it's something I did not realize in the past. I thought, like every pain way you could go to, you lose the weight, and then you can, it doesn't matter if you have a little bit of this. It's okay. No, it's not. I have discovered, I learned in the first year in OA that I cannot, under any
You're in
circumstances,
5 minutes, Margarita.
touch any alcoholic foods, because it's really, it destroys my abstinence, it destroys me, and it sends me tail spinning back into relapse. So I do my best to stay away from the alcoholic foods. Christmas time at the moment, there is my alcoholic foods are all around me. And for the first year, I am so proud to say that I have food neutrality. I didn't last year and I did not the year before. I was heading into relapse. And the reason for that is because the connection I have in this room, there's so much love and so much recovery in this particular meeting. I tried a couple of other meetings and I didn't get the same connection. But I was just glad to touch base with people, and it's just, I am so proud to be a member of this global community, and I'm so grateful for the gift that it has given me. It has given me back my life. I am not a disabled person anymore. I can walk, and I can walk any length of steps that my heart desires. My health is back regarding the serious health problems that I have. They're under control, they're being maintained, they're being managed. I have a new life with my children. I can do lots of activities with them I couldn't dream of doing before. And I have a life. I'm not living to eat anymore. I'm eating to live. And you know, at the end of the day, it's all because of each and every person in this room today. I have so much gratitude inside me for each and every one of you, because I would not be sitting here telling you my story if it wasn't for you all. But as I said, on awakening in the morning, my prayer, my daily routine is prayer. Then I will log into a meeting if I have a time to log into a meeting and I don't have anything on for that day. Outreach. I have a beautiful sponsee. She's really, really, really amazing. And she lifts me up so much because she's so motivated, so dedicated. And in turn, that reflects back on my recovery, because I would love to be, you know. The dedication that she has to her recovery, it's mind-blowing, you know. But this is what it is. When we are given a gift of recovery, it's good to pass it on, because to me, you're passing on what you're receiving, and pass it around. You know, I love sharing at meetings, and sometimes I want to share, but I can't share because I have a German Shepherd who barks consistently, and he's in the background barking now, but and it can be very disruptive to the meetings. I done the big book studies with my sponsor, and I picked out some prayers that they are really my favorite from there, and I had them written down here. My first one is the resentment prayer, and that is on page 67 of the big book. Second one, the fear prayer. I think it's page 68 of the big book.
Gentle reminder.
Thank you. And the last one is step seven prayer, page 76. Now, thank you all for listening to me. I am so overwhelmed with gratitude from the gifts that I have received from being a member of this particular meeting. With that, I will pass, Joni, and thank you, and Julie, and everyone. Love you all, and have a great day.